The Biden administration is officially ending one of the most controversial immigration policies the Trump administration put in place, the Migrant Protection Protocols, or MPP. The program was implemented back in 2019 and since has forced tens of thousands of migrants coming to the U.S. to seek asylum to wait their day in U.S. immigration court in Mexican border towns. It's had massive implications for those border towns and U.S. immigration policy as a whole. And for more on all of this, we're joined now by Alisa Resnick from Arizona Public Media in Tucson. Welcome back to the show, Alisa.
Thanks for having me, Lauren.
Okay, so this move by the Biden administration to end the migrant protection protocols isn't necessarily a surprise, but tell us, you know, what does it mean? What led up to this?
Right. So this news isn't as important in practice as it is in principle. The Biden administration has been processing asylum seekers with active cases since February. That's when officials first announced the program was being temporarily paused, pending an official review. So during this time, no new MPP cases were filed, and some asylum seekers in Tijuana, Juarez, and Matamoros began to be let into the U.S. and have their cases move forward. So the memo out this month from DHS, formally ending the program, that is the result of this review the administration announced it was doing back in February. It doesn't really have an effect on the ground or with migrants who are in these cases now. Mm-hmm. What it does mean is that the possibility of starting to use the policy again is now closed. And that is something advocates are celebrating.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, so let's spend a few minutes then and take a look back. Remind us just how fundamentally the migrant protection protocols kind of changed the way that immigration at the border here functions.
Right. So normally, people claiming asylum in the U.S. are given a date to appear before a judge. And if they have a sponsor in the U.S., often they're released into their care while they wait for that hearing. But under the migrant protection protocols, asylum seekers who were apprehended between ports and those who presented themselves to immigration officers at ports of entry had to wait out those court dates across the border in Mexico instead. So all told, more than 70,000 people have been processed in this way since the Trump administration introduced the policy in 2019.
Wow, just in a few years there. Okay, so what has this meant for border towns?
Well, they're overwhelmed. You know, in Nogales, for example, there's an established network of community organizations and shelters. But those were full even before MPP took effect because asylum seekers were already having to wait a few months in some cases to be allowed to see an immigration officer at the border. So with the arrival of this policy, those resources became even more strained. And we have to remember that when the pandemic started last year, the U.S.-Mexico border closed to non-essential travel. MPP court dates were delayed by a few months at first and then indefinitely. So that brought this whole process that was already incredibly slow to a near standstill, with asylum seekers stuck in these border towns for more than a year in some cases.
Wow. So what has it meant for migrants? Advocates have been sort of sounding the alarm for years now, saying, you know, they're in danger.
Yeah, they're incredibly vulnerable, you know, in these towns. Advocates say, you know, that's because they're often victims of violent crimes and robbery, you know, because criminal organizations know that they could be carrying the funds they need to get across the border or that they've traveled here in the first place with those funds. So, in fact, this advocacy group out of New York called Human Rights First, they've documented more than 1,500 cases of violent assaults and kidnappings on migrants enrolled in MPP across the border over the last 2 years. Mm. And the other huge factor here is how this program affects the actual outcome of asylum cases. That's because most migrants enrolled in MPP do not have legal representation. Advocates say that's much harder to get when you're across the border waiting in Mexico. As a result, the chances of actually getting asylum are incredibly low. In fact, a count by the American Immigration Council found that some 42,000 cases had been closed by December of last year, and only about 630 of those people had actually been granted asylum. So it's very low.
Wow. Okay. So let's then talk about reaction to this news. Some are pointing out that this still leaves, you know, some migrants out of the system here.
Yeah. And there we have to go back to those cases that have been closed. A lot of those were done in absentia, meaning a decision was made in court when an asylum seeker was not present for that hearing. So advocates point out there's a lot of reasons why someone would miss a hearing. You know, for one, if they're in Nogales, they'd have to travel to Juarez and cross into El Paso for court. You know, that's a really dangerous journey and a lot can go wrong. But those cases have been closed in absentia regardless. And those people are now sort of locked out of the asylum process. You know, there's no pathway forward for them at this time. Austin Coker is a researcher with the Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse at Syracuse University. That's a database that has been documenting MPP over the last 2 years. Here he is.
Only a very small fraction really had an actual court date and were able to, you know, much less obtain asylum. And so there's no mechanism whatsoever for those 42,000 people to really have their first real day in court at this point.
Okay, so Elisa, where do we go from here? Like, how does the Biden administration begin to process all of these migrants who have been kept out due to this policy?
You know, I think that's still an overarching question. You know, just like they've done since February, the Biden administration is processing folks with active MPP cases. So that process is moving forward. You know, I think some advocates, like those here in Arizona, expected that first news in February of the beginning of new processing to be sort of the first phase of several in this rollback of this program. So they're hoping that there are more steps after this. But those are still questions that are kind of open. And of course, overarching here is Title 42, again, the pandemic era protocol mm-hmm. that expels most single adults and some families that are encountered along the border today. So, you know, advocates really say that is the single most important factor for migrants who are arriving to claim asylum at the border right now.
All right. Elisa Resnick from Arizona Public Media in Tucson joining us with more on the end of the migrant protection protocols. Elisa, thank you so much for coming back on. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Lauren.